Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The latest research shows that teenagers who drink alcohol or take drugs are more likely to develop an addiction to these substances than adults. To talk about some of the reasons teens are especially vulnerable and what parents can do to help prevent addiction is Sue King. She is a clinical instructor of child and adolescent psychiatry in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. So, what are some of the vulnerabilities that teens experience that make them more likely than adults to become addicted to drugs or alcohol?
We know that adolescence is a very turbulent time in one's life. Research tells us that there are several things that influence one's risk of getting addicted to substances. First of all, genetics. Someone can inherit a susceptibility to addiction. They can also inherit a susceptibility to an impulsive disorder such as ADHD that puts them more at risk. And of course, there are comorbid disorders such as anxiety and depression that also put one at risk.
What about social vulnerability, simply being a teenager in today's world?
There is so much peer pressure. One's peer group becomes so important. You know, a good peer group can help an adolescent learn healthy problem solving and head in the right direction, or it can go quite the opposite direction.
What can parents do to protect their teenager and to help prevent addiction in that teenager's life?
Parents need to know what the enemy is. They need to know what the risk is for young people today. They need to know what the availability of drugs and alcohol is in their community. They need to know what the indicators are that their child might be using substances. So being informed is really important. I think talking to other parents, having a plan for your children, clearly stated rules, what behavior is modeled and what's said about the use of underage drinking and use of illegal drugs.
And how might families and parents convey some of these rules and these expectations you're talking about?
By simply talking about it. Here are the risks. Here is our family rule, and then most importantly, and here are the consequences, and that parents are willing to follow through with.
And are we talking about privileges taken away?
Privileges being taken away, yes, restricting their social movement.
And how early should a parent start talking to their child about some of these issues?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because what I get most excited about is the importance of starting really young in teaching children to be able to think for themselves. And that means letting them make choices. As long as the choice isn't life-threatening or dangerous or immoral, kids need to make choices. And then they need to be able to experience the consequences when they make mistakes. Too often as parents, we rush in and we rescue kids, or we don't allow them any choices, or we have no rules. None of those are going to produce children who are resilient and able to make healthy choices.
Sue, thank you for providing this information about teens and addiction.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.